Should we go to that?
Yes.
Okay, so next article, Love of Friends 1.
Avat Chaverim Aleph.
Love of Friends 1 by the Rabash.
So again, we're
reading the writings of Rabash, article number 3, Love of Friends number 1. And a certain man found him. And behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, what are you seeking? And he said, I seek my brothers. Tell me, I pray you, where are they feeding the flock? A man wandering in the field refers to a place from which the crop of the field to sustain the world should spring. And the works of the field are plowing, sowing, and reaping. It is said about that they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And this is called a field which the Lord has blessed. Baal HaTurim explained that a person wandering in the field refers to one who strays from the path of reason, who does not know the real way which leads to the place he should reach, as in an ass wandering in the field. And he comes to a state where he thinks that he will never achieve the goal he should achieve. And the man asked him, saying, what are you seeking? Meaning, how can I help you? And he said, I seek my brethren. By being together with my brothers, that is, by being in a group where there is love of friends, I will be able to mount the trail that leads to the house of God. This trail is called a path of bestowal. And this way is against our nature. To be able to achieve it, there is no other way but love of friends, by which each one can help his friend. And the man said, they are departed hence. And Rashi interpreted that they had departed themselves from the brotherhood, meaning they do not want to bond with you. This, in the end, caused Israel's exile in Egypt. And to be redeemed from Egypt, we must take it upon ourselves to enter a group that wants to be in love of friends. And by that, we will be rewarded with exodus from Egypt and reception of the Torah.
Meaning the main thing for us is to know what we need to ask for. Not to ask for anything, but connection with the Ten. Connection between us.
Rachav.
As broad as possible. As
amok.
Deep as possible. And then, through this, we will find the way to the end of correction. Meaning the mean to find even more and more from the ten and from there to the rest of the tens, that's the path to the end of correction.
Barur.
Clear?
כן.
Yes.
רב, במאמר הקודם למדנו שהמטרה של החברה...
In the previous article we read that the purpose of society is to reach adhesion with the Creator. And in order to get there we have to be in love of friends.
לפעמים אנחנו נכנסים יותר מדי...
Sometimes we go too much into the relationships between us and forget about the goal. Or we go into all kinds of discernments. Let's say the whole world clearly goes through some discernment like silence or disputes for the sake of the heavens. And you forget about the goal. You go into scrutiny together with all the friends.
Yes.
What should we do?
Scrutinize, continue to scrutinize, nevertheless, where we are right, where we are erring, what is demanded of us.
How can we stabilize that goal of adhesion to the Creator, that it will be more alive?
In the
tent.
In the Creator, I don't know how you can express it or imagine it only through the
tent.
So it's okay to go into the scrutiny until the goal is clear. Meaning I forgot it.
Yes.
עכשיו שמעתי מרב שאדם צריך כל הזמן.
I just heard that a person needs to ask for a broader and deeper connection. What does that mean in the convention now? When somebody comes to the convention, what does it mean a deeper and broader connection?
In the convention, I don't think there is room for true, deep scrutinies. If you have thousands of friends, how will you be able between them to make those scrutinies? That's why the convention is only a place for a certain impression, for incorporation.
That's
it. Is it right to do in the preparation for the convention?
Yes, in the preparation to the convention, you can now think, in a moment, we'll read a few more articles for this, of how we prepare ourselves for the convention.
Can I ask about the opening of the heart?
Yes.
Opening the heart means that I'm opening my desire to bestow. That's the opening of the heart?
Yes.
So, sometimes the will to bestow appears and it disappears.
You're trying to open your heart to all the friends, and this is how you come closer to them.
When I come to the convention, I constantly have to think that the friends are going to be in bestowal. That's my opening of the heart.
For your heart to be in
bestowal.
Okay, thank you. I'll think about it.
Okay.
יופי.
Wonderful.
שאלות. כן.
There are no questions. Yes.
פתיחת הלב תלויה במילים?
Opening of the heart, does it depend on words or only internal work?
במילים לא תלויה.
It's not dependent on words.
How important is it, if at all, that we make time to speak about it, or better to just save time in building the intention, a mutual attention around it?
The main thing is to build a common intention.
Do we have social times like preparation for the lesson or meals and we can talk about it? Should we use the time to speak or internal intentions?
I think that our organizers, I don't understand this and I'm not in this. Dudi, Akoko, who's else there from the organizers?
Huh?
מבחינת המארגנים של הכנס אנחנו מדברים, אז בגדול...
On behalf of the organizers, in general, we're organizing the content. דודי מסנקה, משה אדמוני, friends from abroad, Igor Marchuk, a few more teams from here. That's about the content. We're also thinking of how to create preparation lessons from the convention already next week when the World Kli is going to start coming. There's also a social team that is giving us exercises every so often. So that's about the preparation. Yonatan, who's asking, he's one of the friends in charge of the meals. And he's taking all of our meals also as a preparation for the convention. So that is the topic where we are dealing with. So if I understand him, he's asking from a place on how to take all the possibilities we have and turn them even more purposeful towards the convention if we're speaking with one another and so on, because let's say in the preparation for the lesson we have workshops, so how to use those workshops that they'll lead us more to the convention. Also in the meals we have lechaimim, so how to aim all the moments to the preparation to the Congress.
Dov.
Is that okay?
Exactly. What I'm asking, that's what we want to know from you. Is it better for us to invest in speaking between us and raise the importance and the willingness to open the heart, or on the contrary, concentrate in it internally through our sources while we're silent? What's better for us now? It's also especially coming up from all these noon lessons we have about the power of silence, and we want to see how to implement it in our different teams.
I don't think that in the convention with such a big quantity of people that we don't also have the proper preparation for in the silence, where we can scrutinize many things in silence. No.
And now in the preparation,
we need to try and be impressed by one another in the customary way that we do between people.
Thank you.
Okay, Tzvika, well.
Yeah, I just want to go back to what we just read about love of friends. He said, the field that was blessed by the Creator. The purpose of this convention isn't just to come here and eat and study. We have to supposedly reach, tell me if I'm mistaken, to the field that the Creator blessed, meaning get that blessing in the convention. So I don't want to ruin the atmosphere, but he says that plowing, the work in the field is plowing and reaping, and those who will sow in tears will reap in joy. So what are we doing in the convention in order to get that blessing? We're not just coming for no reason.
You need to know how to correctly sow seeds into the land, into the ground, so that the proper offspring will come out of it. You will be able to reap it.
What do we need to do? What you just said, except for stroking each other, what is the type of work? What should we concentrate on in the convention?
What I just said.
What? To accept the friends? Okay. What do I have to do in the convention? Meaning there's many things to do, but what to actually focus on? How'd you say it once that the most concentration, what should it be? How to behave? What to think?
The connection of the hearts. It doesn't matter where you are. Whether you are washing dishes or you're heating up the food or you're sitting and cleaning, In the convention, there are many roles. So either you're in roles or you're in participation, passively, relatively.
Yes?
You want to be constantly with everyone in a connection inwards and inwards between you until the Creator is revealed between you.
And then there's the blessing in the field.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In the connection of the hearts, can you help us how to work correctly with the valves? You talked about it once, that there's a feeling sometimes that this devotion to the connection, it's necessary, but there's small nuances that if we're not working with the valves, there's things that we read before, frivolity, we fall into pits, all kinds of things like that.
I
don't understand exactly what you're talking about.
When there's a system that should bring a flow to certain actions to the point that its essence is a new degree in connection, from reasons of inner feelings, or there's people that maybe the mind enters, like speeds up, and if you don't have those valves that balance, so it's as if we come out of calibration. Maybe I'm just throwing something from myself in there, but
anyone understand?
If I understand Aaron, he asks, how should we protect ourselves in order to not deviate from the work of the connection during the convention?
I came to the Congress in order to expand my vessels of perception. So by that, I'll allow all the friends to come into my heart. And by that, I'm expanding my vessels until I begin to feel the Creator in it. That's what I hope would happen.
What should we be guarded from in order that incorrect thoughts and desires will enter?
Accordingly, I want to ensure that other than the connection with the friends, I want to be in a single connection with them as tightly as possible, as widely as possible. I'm expecting that moment where the connection between us will begin to reveal to us the Creator that exists in the connection. Imagine the system, a round system that goes through all kinds of states, and you expect that from these states, one unique and unified force will begin to be revealed, which is the Creator.
Let's say we attained a certain extent of connection at the convention, in a lesson or in a meal in the Yeshivat Chavarim. Now, how can we not fall? How can we kind of make some kind of thing that guards us at that level?
We enter into a dialogue, a discussion, a connection with the Creator. We don't let go.
Because we had a certain moment, we were in the lesson, now we went out for a recess, we went to another state. How in these transitions, how do we not go backward?
That's something else. Even when we go out on the break, we disconnect for a moment.
We go to the bathroom, something else, we come back. We are constantly in the same intention, the same direction, whereby through the connection that we attain between us each and every moment, we wish for the Creator to be felt more and more in the connection between us.
Tzvika, ata shoma?
Tzvika, can you hear it? Are you listening?
Ken, Dodi.
איך לשמור על תשומת לב פנימית כל הזמן להיות
רגע אחד אני this in attention to where on one hand on one moment I can be thinking and the next moment I can be leaving these thoughts in some space. How can I really be focused on what we're speaking about, on the revelation of the Creator between us? Try not to disconnect. First of all the time to be connected to the Creator. And ask the Creator all the time to be connected to the friends. And this web, this network where I'm in contact with the friends, I need to try and reveal the Creator there, in it. What will hold me to be focused on that? Talk to your friends about it. First, you are like a bunch of fishermen who are going to catch the Creator.
No.
Что делать, если я вижу, например, что товарищи говорят о чем-то не связанном с целью?
What should I do if I see that people, friends of ours study?
Я ж не могу проигнорировать товарища.
That they speak about things that are not connected to the goal. And
if they ask me during the Congress, what's up? I say, good, we're in a congress. Any thoughts would awaken about work and family and friends, all kinds of things, I put them off to the side. I literally reject all the conversations, discussions that belong with the purpose of the Congress. And vice versa, where I hear people in scrutiny about the connection between them, I'm drawn to that.
Tov, Ken Igor.
רב, הכנס זה על פתיחת הלב, והרבה בזמן...
The convention is the opening of the heart, and recently we've been speaking about holding on to the speech and also being humble, as we read in the article. And in this matter of love of friends, he says there that
יש עבודה פנימית.
There is this inner work in opening the heart. And he says that it's not enough, that we also need to engage externally in love of friends, with the friends, that it will help them feel that everyone is in that. That it's not like the first article where we said,
can you ask a question?
I want to understand that
the
whole work is in this inner quietness. At the convention, is there some kind of place where we need to show love externally, and how do we do that?
All the time, show love externally.
How do we do that? In what forms? Can you say something about that?
No. Each one, according to how much they understand, in the style that they understand, he has to do it. I should not be by myself in the Congress. Just like now, 600 men can be sitting here and each one is within himself. He seemingly doesn't owe anything to others, other than the fact that they're sitting around one table, which is also hard to understand why.
Meaning I have this inner effort to open my heart, and when I have this opportunity, I need to somewhat show that to the friends.
Yes.
Yaakov.
הוא כותב לגבי אהבת
חברים. He writes in relation to the love of friends that through that each one can help his friend.
יש לי הרגשה.
And I have a feeling that
שאתה קונה כרטיס
ועושה. If you buy a ticket and you exert to come to the convention from afar. And you take a vacation and you do all this effort to come, so you have a role in that. You come here and you are in this special role to awaken the society. I wanted you to recommend the friends who come here from afar. What role in their heart do they come here with? To help complete this society until we reach the complete form called 600,000 souls. What is that complementarity? And that I am the last one, and if I join them, we become a whole vessel where the Creator can be revealed to everyone.
How
can I do that? Is there something I can do? Or
to complete, to complement, I connect my heart to the heart of others.
What do I lack?
We lack your heart.
Okay.
Good.
No, מספיק. תמיד אתה תמיד עם שאלה. זה לא חידוש.
No, you always have a question. There's nothing new about that.
אז מה עושים? או יש לנו כאן woman turkey too. Woman turkey too.
לא שומעים? לא שומעים אתכם.
We don't hear you.
Selam.
Selam.
Kişiye kongrede yabancı düşünceler gelirse, düşüş yaşar ise, kişi gruba zarar vermeden nasıl...
If a person comes to the convention with alien thoughts and he goes through a descent, how should he go through that without harming the group? Can you give an advice for that?
Shut your eyes and enter the connection. And when we receive here friends, we should behave in this way as well. Open the heart, the embrace, and accept them, receive them as much as possible.
Дорогой Рав, вот в статье написано, человек заблудился в поле. Вот что значит, что
человек
и не находит?
What does it mean that he wanders in the field and he doesn't find?
Найти себя, вот как дойти к цели?
How can we find his goal and help him reach the goal?
Дойти к цели. Можно только если он
reach the goal
обретет товарищей.
Is possible only if he acquires, if he buys his friends. Otherwise, he won't be able to find a way out of the field. He writes about it further on.
Woman Mirkazvan.
In order for a person to wander in the field, Two things need to happen. The first is that he goes into the field, and the second is that he doesn't know the path. The question is, does each one who studies each moment in every morning in the lesson, is he wandering in the field?
Yes. The others are not even walking there.
Woman help too.
In relation to the work in the field, is the person supposed to, during the day, aspire to always be in this work, or should he have these entrances and exits?
Entrances and exits.
How can he criticize himself in this?
Only if they're in the society. Relative to the society, you can have any sort of criticism, analysis.
Здравствуйте. Скажите, пожалуйста, почему так трудно входит это в сердце и мысли, то, что...
Why does it come in with this difficulty, this on the heart and in thought, in that there is no help other than the love of friends? As it's written here, why does it always appear that the friends are separate and the Creator is separate?
This is done intentionally. So you would come to recognize that the main thing is the connection with the friends.
Вызывать какое-то отторжение, например,
объединение
с товарищами, и мне не хочется с ними
объединяться. I have some kind of rejection between me and the friends and I cannot connect with them. There needs to be here, in any case, some kind of effort to come to this bestowal. And if I don't do that, what do I do?
If you don't do it, you don't do it. You remain outside the system.
No.
Yes, спасибо.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф. А что значит говорить с Творцом в нашем объединении? Вот вы сказали.
What does it mean to speak with the Creator in the connection?
Through the friend to turn to the Creator.
Через товарищи.
What does it mean to turn to the Creator through the friends?
О том, как вы будете связаны с товарищами, так?
To think about how you'll be connected with the friends in such a way that through them you'll be able to say what needs to be said to cross it.
Rav, Boker Tov, Toda.
How can I look at reality through connection between us? And then how can we overcome the fear of spirituality over corporeality? How can I appreciate spirituality over corporeality? Sometimes I have a certain fear in that.
I understand you. I would say the following. Don't pay attention to corporeality at all. And work as much as possible on the correction of the spiritual system you have in your heart and in your brain. Work on that as much as possible. 2, 1 hour, 2, 3, more and more. Afterwards, you need to obviously engage in corporeality as well, but at any moment you'll think that I'm just going to be right back into spirituality. Okay?
Toda.
Yofi. ועכשיו, מה אנחנו עושים, ניף?
What are we doing, ניף?
עוברים לחלק הבא.
We're going to the next part, which is...
אפשר עוד מאמר.
It's possible to do another article. We have an additional article of...